This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Just under 13 hours until the NFL draft gets underway, and we have it covered for you all day today here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Grecian Foyer in Detroit for the draft, and a limited program with those guys today because of the Sox game. And then tonight, Scheim is a part of the Rich Keefe draft party, and that gets underway at 6. Am I correct about that,
Scheim? Is correct. 6 to midnight, okay. Baby.
All right. And we will, of course, be watching with you at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire. It is an unofficial draft pregame for the road show, and I would assume we would all be there by 7. And Wiggy is the guy with the lemon pepper wing sauce all over his face when you walk in tonight. And we will get the road shows underway. I can't wait. So.
Scheim, what time do you think around will be when the Patriots, when the third pick happens?
So if the draft starts right at 8.
Which it won't.
Yeah, which it barely does. I would say like 8:20 to 8:30 in that range.
All right. We'll talk to Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College football, about the draft coming up at 7:20. But right now, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start, Scheim?
Well, Greg, let's begin with a guy who will have his name called later this evening. That would be one Drake May. Could even be called for the New England Patriots. He was on the Dan Patrick Show, and Dan asked him a couple questions, and Drake may have an idea where he's getting drafted tonight. Let's hear from Drake May.
Do you know where you're going?
I wish I did, and I wish it was that easy. Now I think I'll know once I hear that phone ring.
But do you have an idea? You don't have to tell me, but do you have an idea?
I think I have an idea.
Okay. All right. And do you like the cold?
I don't mind it at all.
Okay.
You got to play football. Football is a cold weather sport nowadays.
All right. I just want to make sure.
Wait, nowadays? Isn't it less of a cold weather sport because of all the domes?
Right. Yes, it is.
I mean, it does get cold in Washington.
Oh. Yeah.
So that's...
It gets really cold in Minnesota.
You've been all over Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
Are you going to be bummed if it's Drake May?
Yes.
I'll be a little
bit. You are, Curtis?
I'll be disappointed, but I won't mind. because I still think Drake May is a good player. I'm not in the camp of Drake May can't play. I would prefer Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels is what, 47? I mean, he's
could be.
No, they're both.
He was playing college football pre-COVID.
Yes, in 2019. Yes. He was playing college football so long, he threw a touchdown pass in college to Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk's about to get a massive new contract in the NFL.
Yeah, but so
that's how
get,
most guys are, though, nowadays.
Well, not Drake,
not Drake
May
or Caleb
not
Williams.
Not Drake May or Caleb Williams.
Well, I'm willing to bet you they're the rarity because of COVID. Most guys nowadays in the transfer portal,
JJ McCarthy's not like that either.
Guys that have been around and transferred multiple times and have, you know, played before and got the extra year with COVID.
COVID completely screwed Breece Hill when it came to making it to the NFL. Happened right in the middle of his D2 Bentley career.
And Greg, the Spanish flu did that to you as well.
all right.
Yeah. He's 23 years old. He ain't that old.
I think that is the guy that is going to be available unless – unless they're all in on J.J. McCarthy,
And the odds have, at least at sportsbooks, have taken a ton of money or adjusted their odds just to the fact that they're hearing something about J.J. McCarthy. Because
but I
his
think
odds
that's
has
that
gotten...
Chargers thing. Like, they're assuming that Harbaugh is all in on him and willing to trade Herbert.
Yeah, but trading Herbert would logistically be a nightmare because there would be so much dead money that the Chargers would just be a mess for years. And so I don't think financially they can actually trade Justin Herbert.
If Jim Harbaugh wanted to coach J.J. McCarthy, he would have taken a job at a team that could have drafted him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had the opportunity.
He could have been
that.
The Commanders coach.
He's doing
it. Or Atlanta.
And I think it's a very good thing, and I'm sure players love it. Jim Harbaugh is doing a solid for a guy that helped him win a championship.
Definitely.
And, you know, honestly, if it's between J.J. and Drake May, I'm all for Drake May. But I think Courtney, in the way that he spoke, J.J. McCarthy, that is, the audio we played yesterday about doing it like Ty Law and Willie McGinnis and Tom Brady telling the Patriots what to do, and that he, I don't know. I would not rule it out in any way that at three they take JJ.
Okay. It's going to be exciting. What's next, Shine?
Next, let's bump over to your Boston Bruins. Jim Montgomery, not happy with the scheduling. We were mad just because the Celtics and Bruins played at the same time. Well, Jim Montgomery, mad at the scheduling for another reason. This is what he said prior to the game yesterday.
Like, I mean, I would have rather been here Thursday, Saturday, if I'm being honest, but, you know, I think we're spending more time in Toronto than Toronto's spending in Boston. We're the home team.
Yeah, I mean, it is weird with the when it comes to the scheduling. I mean, I don't know if it's a disadvantage for what he wants to be here and skating at Warrior or whatever. I mean, I don't know.
Why is he bitching about that to the press? Who cares?
Yeah.
It seems like an odd move.
Yeah. I mean, after
it was
last...
his excuse in case they lost last night.
Oh, was that pregame?
Yes, that was pregame.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well done. Right.
What else, Shine?
Well, we heard from one coach. Let's hear from Sheldon Keefe. By the way, Sheldon, underratedly awful name. I'm sorry. Just terrible. Young Sheldon over Sheldon Keefe all day. Anyways.
I like the blue suit, though.
Yeah. He looked dapper. Don't get me wrong. Just he needs a name change. Sheldon Keefe spoke after the game. We were raving about Brad Marchand all morning. Well, he had something to say about Brad Marchand after the game.
In the league long enough, as you can see, he gets calls. It's unbelievable, actually, you know, how it goes, you know. We got to play through that. You got to play through that stuff. I don't think there's another player in this series that gets away with taking up Bertuzzi's legs the way that he does. There's not one other player in the series that gets away with that, but he does. Because, you know, it's an art, and he's elite at it.
There is no player in hockey that gets called for more nonsense than Brad Marchand.
Get lost.
Yeah.
The Bruins did not get calls last night. If anybody got calls,
5-3 was them. What are you bitching about?
They got the calls last night. I brought
their
up
power
the,
play just sucks.
Yeah. I brought up the McAvoy thing, the roughing call on McAvoy, which they kind of made up for afterwards because they realized it was a bogus call. You're touching a guy when you get up off him after hitting him. Like I
can't complain about penalties when you had 5 power play opportunities and the Bruins had 3. You had more,
and you clearly high sticked Charlie McAvoy in the middle of the ice, and neither referee saw it.
It'd be like an NFL team complaining about penalties when they have less penalties than the other team. It sounds stupid.
I mean, I was it bothered me. Listen, the result is great.
Mm-hmm.
When Reeves was he hit Zaka. Hit Pasta before that, right?
Yep.
Before there was, I was waiting for a little bit of a response from the Bruins. I appreciate the fact that they are controlling that. It's the playoffs. I get it. You don't want to take a stupid penalty.
Well,
but
it is Ryan Reeves. I mean, that's what he does. I don't know.
I know.
I don't know if they have anybody that can.
What's Pat Maroon there for?
I don't know. He's not.
What about what about Domi skating into Jeremy Swayman?
Yeah, that was Domi. Yeah, you saw Maroon go right to the ref after
that. Yes, I did.
Yeah. And I think after the Reeves hit, though, I was actually kind of pleased with Pasternak's response because in prior years, he would have done something really stupid, gotten a dumb penalty, and put you in a bad spot, and he didn't do that. So I was happy about that.
All right, Bruins win, and they get home ice back.
Yep.
What's next, Shine?
Next, let's go over and hear from our guy Joe Mazzulla after the game. Talked about the difference between Game 1 and Game 2 for your Boston Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, two completely different games from Game 1 to Game 2 based on the schemes. And so we have to adjust to that. You know, more switching on their part, higher pickup points, kind of fight for spacing, less obvious two-on-ones. And so, you know, got to get to our spacing quick and play out of that. And defensively, obviously, they made a conscious effort, you know, with the free rein to shoot more. And I thought, you know, most of those were, you know, moderately to heavily contested. And so we're going to have to make the adjustment on some of those.
Yeah, so we talked about this yesterday. Joe Mazzulla, 100% an up-talker. Like, rare, you can hear it in that
the
clip.
Rare male up-talker?
Yes.
Right. Yes.
He is absolutely a male up-talker.
He's like from River Phoenix to the sea.
Let's get the white girl pagogi.
All right. That is, they said it, quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up next, we'll talk to Bill O'Brien about the draft tonight. Which first time I believe he's been on this radio program.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that. So are the eagle and the double eagle in the room. Are you a double eagle, Curtis, or just
I'm barely an eagle.
Triple eagle?
No, well, my whole family went there, so I guess that counts.
All right. So Bill O'Brien coming up. Courtney with the news at 7:45. Speaking of Courtney, right now, what is trending?
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. Let's start with the bad news. The Celtics lose to the Heat 111-101. The third quarter was when the Heat pulled away in this one, outscoring the Seas 27-18. Jaylen Brown led the way with 33 points. Jason Tatum behind him with 28. The Heat went on 23 for 43 from behind the three-point line, so that series is now tied at one apiece heading to
good
Miami.
One, good one in Twitch. Curtis is a bald eagle.
Hey! Well done.
The Bruins, however, come out on top 4-2 in Toronto, going up a game in the series. Brad Marchand scored his 12th game-winning playoff goal in this one, passing Cam Neely for the most in Bruins history. He had two. The other goals came from Jake DeBrusk and Trent Frederick. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 28 saves in the win. The Red Sox shut out the Guardians 8-0. Cooper Criswell went for his fourth start in his MLB career. He didn't allow a run in his five innings where he struck out three. They've got the series finale with the Guardians today, 1:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Arcan at 12:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And it is finally draft day. Join Shime and a bunch of the guys right here on WEEI from 6 to midnight for the draft party. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, beautiful day in Boston today. Going to be a little chilly out there. 34 right now. Frost watch, so make sure your plants are inside. Afternoon high is sunny 54. And tomorrow morning in Brattleboro, Vermont, for our first road show of the year, early morning feel will be 15 degrees.
What?
It'll be around, I don't know exactly what time, but it'll be around 6 a.m. It'll be in the high teens, low 20s, but it'll warm up nicely to 55.
Still winter in Vermont.
Right.
It's always winter in Vermont.
It's like a snow show.
We'll see you tomorrow morning, Stone Church, Brattleboro, Vermont, 6 to 10.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad.
Coming up at 8:20, Mike Milbury on the Boston Bruins win last night, and 9 o'clock front office report with Craig Breslow, and 9:30 we'll talk to Nick Kostos, our guy, when it comes to draft odds and such. But speaking of the draft, joining us, I believe, for the first time on this program, it is Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys. How you doing, Greg? Appreciate Great. You having me on.
Yes, I almost said hello to you. We walked in together at the Team Impact Gala on Saturday night, but when I see people that we have talked about on the radio, I'm afraid to talk to them in person.
No, I get it. I understand. We both have jobs to do.
Well, listen, speaking of jobs to do, I'm assuming a little bit different for you this year because you're not feeling the pressure that a Gerard Mayo or an Elliot Wolf or anybody who's going to be in a draft room this evening is feeling. So you have a different perspective on it tonight.
Yeah, definitely a different perspective, you know, just from not being there and being able to observe it from afar and really just been a lot of focus over the last 3 months on Boston College and getting this thing off the ground here. So, but yeah, definitely a little bit different when you're sitting outside and looking in.
With and it's all speculation, and we've been speculating about it for months here, but with your experience there last year and kind of what you know about the organization minus Bill Belichick, what's your guess at what they do tonight? Do you assume they want a quarterback?
I think that the one thing about what's going on there now is, again, I'm not there, but just having worked with a lot of those guys, you know, Elliot Wolf and Matt Groh and Pat Stewart, you know, those guys are really good at what they do, and they have spent hours upon hours, you know, looking at their own team, their own roster, and looking at the draft. And I know that the New England Patriots will always, you know, build the team through the draft. And so I'm sure that they'll, when it comes time to make a pick or do whatever they're going to do, they're going to have a very, very educated choice as to what they do. And you know, look, at the end of the day, I think one of the big things, guys, is when you draft for the New England Patriots, I think it's important to draft not only for the team, but for the region. You know, like you're you go out and you draft a guy like a couple of years ago, Ramondre Stevenson. What a great draft pick for the region. You know what I mean? Like a big tough back that was a great player. And you know, there's so many other examples. Obviously you go back to, drafting Tom Brady, right? In the sixth round, that worked out fantastic, obviously. But, you know, over the years, there's been some unbelievable draft picks that represented the New England Patriots and represented the region. And I think that's what really is important about tonight.
Bill, if they don't go with a quarterback, you, like you said, you worked so closely with a guy like Bailey Zappe. Between Bailey Zappe and Jacoby Brissett, will the Patriots be okay next season? If you get Marvin Harrison Jr., but you've got Jacoby Brissett and Bailey Zappe as your quarterbacks.
I think so, Courtney. I think that, like, when you look at those two guys, you know, Jacoby has more experience than Zapp, but, you know, they're both very, very good guys. They're very coachable guys. They have talent. They're going to understand what, you know, what Coach Van Pelt wants to do. And, you know, I think you can win with those guys. You know, we won a couple games with Zapp. He managed the game very well. Worked very, very hard. He's a young player. He's got a long way to go. And then obviously Jacoby's been in the league for a long time and has won some meaningful games wherever he's been. So I don't think there's any doubt. And plus, like, I think you have to remember, like I know you guys do, is that, you know, they have a great defense. And the defense is one of the top five defenses in the National Football League. So I think they get a quarterback that gets in there and doesn't turn it over and does a good job of managing the game properly, they're going to be fine.
Billy Ho, when you look at, you were able to kind of turn around a program like Penn State, now you're at Boston College, completely different era because of the NILs and the transfer portals. What do you think is the, you know, like, biggest adjustment that you have to make this go around now that you're back in college football versus when, you know, you were back at Penn State in 2012 and 2013?
Yeah, you know, that's something that through my career I've been basically 50% in college and 50% in the NFL. This will be my 32nd year in coaching, and so over time college football has definitely changed a lot, Wig. You know, like when you think about when I was at Penn State, we definitely had to deal with the transfer portal while I was at Penn State, but we didn't have to deal with NIL. And I think one of the things about BC is, you know, we're going to be in the NIL game, but we have so many other things to sell here. And you know, we have an unbelievable degree that we offer at Boston College. We're in the city of Boston, which is one of the greatest cities in the world. We have an unbelievable campus here, a beautiful campus, and a smaller school where, you know, you have about 9,000 undergrads. So we have a lot more to sell other than NIL. And so we have to do a great job of targeting the right guys that fit Boston College, that fit, you know, the tough type of football player that we want, but also fit us in so many other ways. We give back to the community, right? We do a ton with the community relative to our players here at BC. So we have to do a good job of targeting the right guys and bring those guys in here.
Billy, it is awesome to have you at BC. When Halfley left, I was wondering if we would even have a football program. great to have you there. Just curious as to what was the, if there was one thing that got you into, you know, the building and made, convinced you that you could be successful as the head coach of Boston College?
I thought a lot about this. You know, my wife's a 92 grad, Colleen, a 1992 grad at Boston College. And I also grew up in an era when BC football was in its heyday, right? I was a teenager when BC was, when Flutie was here and they were finished fourth in the country and Coach Bicknell was here. And, you know, I've always loved Boston College. I didn't get in 1988 when I graduated from high school. I finally got in 2024. You know what I mean? So I believe in what BC is all about. We've really gotten off the ground here in a good way. Our guys are buying into how we do things. We had a really good spring practice. Our recruiting, I think, is going real well. We've had a lot of the top guys, local guys in Massachusetts, New England guys, East Coast guys. And so, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, we have to attack it the way we believe it. You know, we believe in the place. We believe in what BC is all about. And I think if we go about that every single day, we're going to have a chance to win at Boston College. I really believe that.
Bill O'Brien is our guest this morning on draft day. Bill, going forward, is Bill Belichick back to being a head coach in the NFL, or is he on the Manning cast?
Well, I can't wait to see him on the Manning cast. I can tell you that. I can't wait for that. I will be watching that in the background as I watch on my own film to get ready for games. I'll be watching the Manning cast. But no, I think he's definitely, in my opinion, I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't talk to him every single day, but I believe he's going to coach again. I really believe that. I mean, Bill's a great football coach. And, you know, a lot of us, Greg, a lot of us owe a lot to Bill. You know, Bill, you know, gave us opportunities, promoted us, taught us a lot about the game, not just the scheme, but, you know, the evaluation of guys, how to build a team, the strategy from week to week. You know, a lot of different things went into him promoting us, but he taught us a lot. And so we owe Bill a lot. And I would love to see Bill back on the sideline again, and I'm sure he will be.
Bill, just back to BC for a second, because since my time there, I was there 2010 to 2014. It doesn't feel like BC's had an offensive identity. And I know that during the spring you were saying that it seemed like the defense was one step ahead of them. Are you hoping to find that identity this season? And have you seen any movement there? Anything to get me excited going into the fall?
Yes. We are definitely going to get you excited about BC and our offense. I think that one of the things that we have to do here is we have to be an exciting offense to watch. We have to be a team that people want to come see. So, you know, we're going to be a team that throws the ball down the field. We have to be balanced. We have to be able to run the ball when we have to, but we have to be a team that has to create some chunk plays down the field. And I believe that's what we're going to do. You know, when I was out of college football, I was the head coach of the Texans for about almost 7 years. The game changed. And when I went to Alabama, I learned a lot about how the game had changed. And so what we're doing at BC is basically a combination of the offense we ran at Alabama in conjunction with the foundation of what we did in New England. So over the years. So I think that it'll be an exciting offense. You know, we have to have a great training camp and hit the ground running when the season starts. But I think that if you guys can get down here to some games and bring your friends with you, you'll see an exciting offense.
This is all speculation, clearly, but that's what we're here for. So you're in that Patriots room tonight, back there with the organization, and I think we all figure that Caleb Williams is going number one. You're going to take a quarterback. Who do you, with that number three pick, who do you Bill O'Brien like?
I, you know, one of the things for me is I really have only watched these guys on TV, but I've definitely seen them. And I've actually been in a game against Jaden Daniels when I was at Alabama and he was at LSU. He beat us at LSU my second year there. Great overtime game. And, you know, Drake May is a guy that was recruited heavily by Alabama before I got there. These guys are great players. You know, look, at the end of the day, if Drake May's sitting there at number three and these guys feel good about that, that's, you know, the guy that can lead them into the next, because this is a pick. When you pick a quarterback, guys, as you know this better than me, you're picking a guy for the next, you know, hopefully, you know, 10, 12, 15 years. And so it's a big pick. And so if they feel really good about Drake May and his ability to play in the Northeast and to be a quarterback that can develop and get better and better and be a great teammate, then that's what they should do. But at the end of the day, I've only seen these guys on TV, and it'll be exciting to see what they end up deciding to do.
Wiggy gets all negative about a guy like J.J. McCarthy. What? Because it seems like the Patriots are interested in him. Where do you stand on J.J. McCarthy?
I mean, just watching him again play this past year, I mean, you know, he's a winner. You know, I think that the other thing about JJ is when you have a guy like Jim Harbaugh that really believes in the guy and he made him his starting quarterback at Michigan, you know, there's got to be something to be said about that because Jimmy's a really good coach. So, you know, JJ won a national championship at Michigan, beat some really good teams on the way to doing it, Ohio State, Alabama, and played really well in some big, big moments. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, it's interesting. The whole draft experience for me was an interesting experience, and it's hard to, you know, it's not an exact science. So you got to go with what you believe and try to make the right pick.
Well, it's interesting when you say the winner thing, because guys like Shime, the professor over there, say it's all about talent. As you know, that is of interest to any coach, is that a guy who has won his whole entire career essentially.
Yeah, I think that obviously it's about talent. I mean, you have to have, you know, at that position, talent, anticipation, accuracy. You have to be a great person. I mean, you're leading the building. You know, you have to be a guy that can command a huddle, that can be really good in the locker room, and be there every single day for your teammates. That's a big deal. But at the end of the day, it's also about, in my opinion, winning. You know, when you're a winner, and you've been a quarterback that's directed a team that's won championships, no matter who that is, you know, I think that's a big part of, you know, your value as a player.
So, Bill, this weekend you should hear possibly a couple BC names get called and make their way to the NFL. Christian Mahogany, to me, is one of the guys that kind of stands out. If you were meeting with a scout, you know, I know you haven't been at BC all that long just yet, but if you were meeting with a scout, how would you sell Christian Mahogany to an NFL scout?
Yeah, I really like Christian. I didn't coach Christian Shine, but I you know, watched a lot of film on him when I got here and watching all of last year's games. You know, he's a big, big, tough guy. He can move. He can pull. You know, he's athletic. He's definitely a guard. I do think he would, in a pinch, he would be able to maybe bump out and play some tackle. I've met him. He's a really good guy. He's a looky in the eye type of guy. He's a BC guy, and you know, I think he would be a really good addition to anybody's team.
Bill, I know you talked about kind of a little bit your offense being like what you had at Alabama and a little bit of New England. Obviously, you have a guy at BC and Castellanos that is a good athlete that can run something a little bit different than you had last year, but very similar to what you had in Alabama, and I want to say Bryce Young. What are some of the things that, you know, that he brings to the table if he is the guy to be the starter this year that you're going to try to utilize him to do?
Tommy's a very interesting player. You know, I've gotten to know him over the last 3 months. You know, he transferred here from Central Florida, and you know, he's a guy that is very instinctive. Wig, like, he can see things. You know, he's not that big, but he can see through the trees, which that's the trait that Bryce Young had. You know, Bryce was able to see, you know, through the 6'5 defensive lineman to find that window to throw the ball. Tommy has that ability, and Tommy can run. So I think nowadays, you know, off schedule plays are really, really important in a lot of offenses, and Tommy can do that. So if it's not there, he can take off and make plays with his feet, and he knows when to do that. He has a good knack for doing that. And I think the other thing about Tommy is he's really bought into what we're doing, right? He's really studied hard. He's had a good spring. And, you know, we feel good about it. We have another guy, Grayson James, that had a really good spring game, who's another transfer. He transferred in here from, I think, Florida International. But he's a really good player, too. And he got better as the spring went on and ended up on a high note at the spring game. So we have a couple guys there that we think are really good players. We're glad we have them.
One from me, Bill, and this question is from Mack Island, where I still reside occasionally. Three years from now, is Mac Jones in the NFL, and is he maybe even a starter in the NFL?
I believe he will be, Greg. I do. I think in the right environment, surrounded by the right people, I think Mac has a future. When you look back at last year, it was a tough year. It was a tough year for everybody, especially offensively. You know, if we could go back and do it over again, there'd be some things we would do better. Everybody was in it together, though. It wasn't one guy that you can blame. You know, we all have to take a part in that. You know, when you've been coaching as long as I have, you're going to have some really good years. We've had a lot of good years. We had, you know, a few bad ones. Last year was not great. And Mac will come back. Mac's a tough guy. He's a very smart guy, very intelligent guy, comes from a good family, and I think he's in a good spot in Jacksonville. Mm.
Bill, why do you think that it didn't pan out here in New England? Was it more of a mental thing where maybe he couldn't take the pressure, or what was the disconnect?
I think it probably, you know, obviously be a better question for Mac. You know, in the end, I think that, like I said, Courtney, I think, you know, it's hard to pinpoint one thing, right? You know, the NFL is very, very difficult. It's a year-to-year business, right? You know, maybe one year you have a really good year and the next year you don't. And, you know, it's hard to pinpoint why that is. And I think if you just stick to it, and you figure out what you can do to be better, whether it's a coach or a player, and you really hone in on those things. It's really about improvement. The league is about improvement on a day-to-day, on a year-to-year basis. And if you can really learn from your mistakes, then you have a chance to correct those, and you're in the right environment with the right people around you relative to who you are, then you got a chance to really be a successful player. And I think Mac still has that chance.
Will you be there for Tom Brady night on June 12th? And just for old time's sake, will you ask Tom to yell at you?
I know. He did yell at me a lot. I yelled at him a few times too, but I'm definitely going to try to be there. My youngest son still apps Michael, who goes to Tufts. He's a freshman baseball player at Tufts. He still idolizes Tom. So, and Tom was always great to Michael. And so we're going to, Colleen and Michael and I will try to be there and cheer for Tom, because that'll be a great night. That'll be awesome. That'll be very cool.
Go ahead, Chris.
I was just going to sneak in, Bill. You've been talking about the winning and all the great years and Tom. I didn't see you on the Dynasty docuseries, and if you declined that, that was a brilliant move. So I just want to commend you if you chose not to be a part of it.
Yeah. No, I was not asked. Thank God I was not asked to be on the Dynasty.
That is wild.
Yeah. No, I was not asked to be on the Dynasty, and I was grateful for that. I was actually a part of that other series that they did on Tom. His series, I think, which was like a 10-part series too. It was pretty cool to be a part of that, a couple of years ago. But no, I wasn't asked to be on the Dynasty, and I'm really happy about that.
Well, listen, I'm so glad that you were on with us this morning. Thanks for taking the time, and I think we hope to be able to do this every week during the season. So if you're in for it, we're in for it.
I appreciate it, guys. Yeah, I really do. I grew up loving. Listening to sports talk radio in Boston, and you guys are an awesome show, and I really appreciate you guys. And I know you have a couple BC grads on that show, and I really appreciate their support, and I really appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
Well, as long as you're winning,
we'll
be there.
I got you.
All right, Bill O'Brien, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, I like Bill O'Brien. Good interview.
Yeah. Love him.
He's got a personality.
Mac Jones is going to be a starter in the NFL. Yeah.
I'm going to preempt the Wiggy text where he asked me for Billy O's number so he can get in with them at the Brady night.
How many times did you say right environment with right people around him?
Right people around him. All right, we'll get to Courtney in the news next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time for...
It's a piercing sound. It's pop, 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 pop.
The news.
I can't sit on the deck. I haven't sat on the deck in 2 years.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
This is a sicko.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with 4 locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
It's just constantly dripping.
On WEEI.
Last show in the studio this week. Tomorrow, Roadshow number 1. Roadshow season officially underway tomorrow at the Stone Church in Burlington, Vermont. Mike Milbury will join us at 8:20, and we'll see if he is with Wiggy and Shime and myself on Sway Island. But right now, Courtney with today's news.
If you missed Greg's lead, he touched on it, but overnight downtown was a nightmare here in Boston. Police clashing with Emerson students as they removed their encampments filled with Palestinian flags, signs from Boylston Place. 108 were arrested overnight. The college warned students that police do have the right to respond, but they were not standing down. Here's one student Amrita Bala on BZ.
Disclose all financial ties, divest from Israel, end student suppression, and call for an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Palestine. We're going to stay until our demands are met or until we are forcibly dragged out.
Well, you were forcibly dragged out.
Yep.
And I know the I think the last demand was weekday keggers. And I don't know if Emerson will submit on that one, but we will find out.
Honestly, James is going to be the president. This is his competition. These absolute loads. Go to Palestine and try and protest. See how Hamas treats you.
Right?
It's so unbelievable.
There were videos of people talking, getting interviewed on the news, whether it was at Columbia, Emerson, Tufts, MIT, Harvard, NYU, being asked just the simple question, should Hamas release the hostages? And these people couldn't even say yes.
Yeah.
Say, well, I don't know about that. There was a video released yesterday of a 23-year-old boy named Hirsch who had his arm blown off at the music festival. And he is speaking on camera about how he hasn't seen the sun. He's not getting proper food, drink. He looks terrified, of course. Mm. But 201 days, I think it was yesterday, that he hasn't seen his family. He's an American living in Israel.
Yes, do these students understand that their fellow Americans are being held hostage by the organization that they're supporting? It seems weird to me.
Yeah.
Do we have those experts we heard from earlier about this? Because I think we're being a little rude. We're painting with a broad brush here. I mean, these students, I think they know.
They know what they're doing. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
From what river to what sea are you talking about?
We know what we're talking about, and it's for everyone that wants to be peaceful. That's what it was when it was started by Palestinian people, and that's always been what it is.
Are you?
Yeah, it's like they pick and choose what is like the cool hot thing to do, like you said, because you don't see them protesting for Haiti.
No.
And what's going on over there.
But why is it cool and hot? Wait, but not to you, but in general, why is it cool and hot to be an anti-Semite?
I'm saying the cool and hot wokeisms. That's what it is. Like, oh, we got to jump on board because that's the direction that the wind's blowing today.
Yeah.
Oh, it's better than class. I think that's the answer.
Right.
Exactly.
That is the real answer, Wiggins.
Wait, I don't have to go to class. Yeah. All I got to do is go be pro-Palestine.
Speaking of class, are they failing these classes?
No, they won't fail classes. Yeah, they'll be back. They'll be invited back there next year so they can their parents can write a $70,000 check. Right. So,
it's crazy.
All right. Are these the students that we're forgiving the debt for, Curtis? Remind me.
Yeah. I think money well spent. Okay. Really. I mean, effective education. Don't even know what the hell they're protesting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A road rage incident yesterday afternoon on I-93 left one innocent driver in the middle of a shooting. Police are searching for the gunman who opened fire during an apparent road rage incident.
Is there more road rage than there ever was before?
Ever since the lockdown.
Like, is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It seemed like the driver that was grazed by a bullet was not involved at all, but the bullet coming from the suspect went right through their car, pickup truck.
They were driving a pickup truck?
They were.
Oh, boy. That's a real problem. Well,
you know,
was it like an 18-wheeler?
No, it did not look like an 18-wheeler, but I'm sure if you talk to Monica,
Nuts is going to love that.
Yeah. Witnesses heard several gunshots, then saw a car speeding away. They're trying to find the others involved. Here's a witness, DeAndre Montgomery on BZ.
I heard 5-6 gunshots go off right here on the highway. I looked up, and as I looked up, I noticed another black sedan going on that exit, where that exit ramp is right there. It almost lost control, ended up on the right side, and then into the left side of the ravine, took off.
Damn.
Crazy.
Nuts.
Yep.
We should take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of the news, including Florida, not like the rest of us, with Courtney coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.